Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
All right, 657 Media Moive, Radio Pulpit coming to you now. Send us your WhatsApp, 082657-2729. Drop us a voice note also there. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We are talking about the sophistications that have been brought on into worldly wisdom. There's a dire attempt, very desperate attempt by the evil one to dilute true knowledge. And this is through worldly wisdom. And to a great extent, sophistications have been put there to deceive just as many. Right. I'm looking at Jeremiah. And Jeremiah chapter 8, verses 9, Mayach, it says, the wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of the Elohim. So what wisdom do they have? They have rejected the word of the Elohim. So what wisdom do they have? Here now you also see, this is the wisdom, like I said earlier on, that takes you captive. It's a craftiness to capture the minds of men, so that they should never even focus on the Most High. That's the sole purpose of the devil about this. Al-Shatan is aiming at that. Ma'achi.
Hey, Tuna, Timnit Malak, Al-Shatan wants to remove us from the presence of Abba Yahuwah, and he, you know, it's like bringing glitters as if they are gold, and we get enticed, and when you've moved from the presence, you know, it's easy for him to attack, because one becomes vulnerable, which means now your belief as well as a person, it starts to be shaken, basically. So it is quite important for us to be very, very much careful with regards to such, because we have seen, even after the Messiah, Yahushai, Atwa from the fast, and then he comes. That was the craftiness that you're speaking about, that he knew that HaMashiach was hungry. So as if he cares, as if, you know, like to say, man, like, you know, and man, it's up on a plan. But the question is, who is saying these words? You know, so that is, whether they may sound so eloquent and nice, but the question is, he wants us destroyed. He wants us to go to hell. So he wants to cause chaos. You know, everything about him is all a mess, evil. So now, there's no way where evil can want to convince you to do something that is good, because it's evil. It's evil itself. So that is what we need to be very much careful about. So, Professor Wu was speaking, and she says, I like the statement she made, to say, one would say, Abba Yahuwah should have made it to be like this. And
I'm saying the spirit of presumptuousness.
Absolutely. Now we look at, let's say, for instance, okre batobabo mebantsitse di eyelashes batsentse tsa bone. You know, it's things like that, or batobabo tsenga miriri mengwe. You know, it's those kind of things, to say it's more. Where they say, or news job, and all that. So these are the things that tell you, they become foolishness, or they are foolishness, if I may put it that way. Because these are things that will lead us astray, unaware. So there's that temptation that, you know, Barry, you must give the fish what it wants to have it out of the river. So HaSatan looks at your struggles, looks at your poverty, looks at what your heart desires, and he says, hey, but like I said, who is speaking? So the nature of worldly wisdom, it will often appear clever and practical, but it's still rooted in self-centeredness and temporary thinking. It prioritizes material success, the personal ambitions, and the human reasonings, the things that Professor was speaking about as well. So we can look in one scripture, we can look Mobukenya James, James chapter 3 from 14 to 16, which says, "But if you have a bitter envy and selfish ambitions in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth." Such wisdom does not come from the Shamayim, the heavens, but it is earthly, unspirited, and it is demonic. So for where you have envy and selfish ambitions, there you'd find disorder and every evil practice. So it's the same thing now in where Jeremiah 8:9, where he's warning the people for them to repent. You know, it's a warning for us. It's a warning for us to repent, because then if we just get to follow things, we just get to follow leaders with their lies and deceit and not listening to Abba Yahuwah's words. Because it's important to read the word, to look at what the word say, instead of just taking what my bishop is saying and become gullible. So it is quite important for us to be very much careful as believers, because one thing that we need to note is that at Judgment Day, there won't be any bishop, there won't be any pastor and all that. You are responsible for your own salvation.
I hear you.
Hallelujah.
I hear you, my Ark. Thank you so much. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Send us your WhatsApps. Tell us how you feel about this. 0826572729. 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, Pindi, thank you so much for the WhatsApp. And Bumi, thank you for the WhatsApp. I really, really appreciate the WhatsApps. We are talking about worldly wisdom and its sophistication. And if we are not careful, we might be tainted with it. And things to be careful about so that we don't fall into its pollutions. And what the word says with regards to this. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729, or drop us a voice note, 0826572729. Otherwise, you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you make of it. All right, let's talk to Sis Pindi.
Good evening, Pastor Lee.
Good evening, Sis Pindi.
In the studio, the family of the Lady Prophet.
Yes.
Oh, wildly wisdom. Come on, Pindi.
Hello, Pindi.
Wildly wisdom is very dangerous, Pastor Lee. And wildly wisdom, even us, child of God, they quote scriptures and use their wisdom. So may God help us to ask the wisdom of God, not the wisdom of this earth, because at the end, little by little, lazimbile le enye incinyana le enye inkulu. Le enkulu ye wisdom at the end, it's a smoke egg. So let us be careful to do the will of God, not our will. Ngiyabonga, Pastor.
Ngiyabonga, Sis Pindi. Thank you so much. I really appreciate. And on the air, okay, we seem to have lost that one. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Sis Pindi, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela eyisimanga.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
All right, let's listen to Mpumi in Cape Town. Yes, Mpumi.
Molweni nonke estudio ndiyanibulisa ndiyambulisa umfundisi wam Pastor Ray nabo bonke akunye nabo estudio nabaphulaphuli ngokubanzi kwiindawo zonke abaphulaphuli kuzo ngegama lenkosini Yesu Kristu. Ngusister Mpumi apha eGarden Road, ndilapha eMosselbay eGarden Road. Ndiva kuthethwa ngobulumko ke bezwe, though ndingakwazi uyiva yonke ke le nto ithini, andifundanga andikwazi ukuyiva yonke, kodwa ndizawunqakula le ndawo endiyivileyo ke. Kuthethwa ngobulumko bezwe nobulumko balapha ehlabathini, asidibani kuba ithe incwadi yeBhayibhile masilishiye ihlabathi kwanezinto esehlabathini. Usho ukuthi ke ngoku uNkulunkulu akafuni kwanto eyapha ehlabathini apha. Xa etsho kanjalo esithi masilithiye, ya masilithiye ihlabathi neento zalo, ithetha ukuthi loo nto akafuni kwanto engeyasehlabathini noba ilunge kangakanani. Ngoba into eyasehlabathini ifana nokudibanisa amanzi, udibanisa amanzi uwadibanise ne-oil. Amanzi ne-oil, fish oil, azikwazi udibana. I-fish oil yenziwe ngeya indlela, amanzi alayitha enziwe ngeya indlela. So xa uzidibanisa ne-fish oil, amanzi ne-fish oil, noba ungazamsa okanye uthathe i-blender, azikwazi udibana. Amanzi ne-fish oil azinodibana. Injalo ke ngoku le nto obubulumko bezwe nobulumko belizwi azikwazi uba zingadibana. Ndifuna ukuthi mna ke ngoku obabulumko basezweni xa sibuthatha sibuzisapha sidala ubutshaba elunqulweni, siza nobutshaba elunqulweni. Umzekelo, into yakwenziwa ngomnye umzalwane kwisibhalo sengcwele umzalwane uAkani. Andisikhumbuli kakuhle istori uba weba intoni emfazweni, into esinjalo ne, kodwa weba phana noba kwakusemfazweni noba kwakusentweni, nasikhumbule kakuhle istori. Kodwa weba umzalwane uAkani weza nezazinto apha, wafike wazisihla ke ngoku apho bafike bagqumeka khona iintente zabo, wafike wazisihla ndaweni ithile apha ententeni. wacaba ke ngoku okokhoko ngoku bephuma ke ngoku besiya kunwa emfazweni bayoyiswa okhoko xa bephuma besiya emfazweni bayoyiswa kwathi xa hayibo kufuneka kwenzeke ngoku uphando hayibo kuthenisiso yiswa kangaka emfazweni makwenza uphando ke ngoku ikhona into ehamba rongo benza uphando benza uphando benza uphando kodwa akani yena xa ndisiva ngemba lebhayibheli uakani wakhanyela 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 bobonke abanye abazalwana kodwa ke ngokweza inkokeli ke ngoku uJosh wafika uYoshua wathi ndicela undenzele nedlendle indawo ibenye ungakulinge kum ukhanyele nakancinci ndincede ndixelele inyani enyanisweni nyani ngamandla kaNkulunkulu wamxelela yonke uba hayi ndenze oku ndenze undenze oku yena wasogqiba wakhomba ke ngokuthi le milonde isikingathi kwincwadi yebhayibhile yesiXhosa apha esiXhoseni zapha ingathi kuthiwa yimilonde ekhaya or else uba ngabe ndiyayiphazama le nto le nto yale milonde ekhaya isikingathi eli gama lithi milonde ekhaya lamenshinwa kubafazi kubafazi bakaYakobi nabo benza kwale mishmish yokweba bezenezibeze nento zelazwe bezene nto zabo bahambe nento ezirongo apha kule jeni yabo ibizwa ngoba yimilonde ekhaya ingathi le milonde ekhaya ikhe yachaphazelwa kubafazi bakaYakobi allright uAkani ke wayichaza ke ngoku yonke inyaniso uba hayi inene nyhani ndikwenzile oku ndithengela xesha bekuphayana kwenzeka okunokutya ndathabatha ezi zinto kwanyanzeleke ke ngoku uAkani abulawe yena nemfuyo yakhe yonke abantu abakhe nabafazi bakhe kwanyenzeke bathathwe bobekwa le esigangeni esithile batshiswe ngomlilo kwanto engekaAkani zange kushike nesipelit kwanto engekaAkani ukutshabalalisa ubudenge kwaSirayeli so ubulumko obasezweni enyanisweni buchasene nobulumko balaphezweni ngoba uThixo nehlabathi bazintshaba ndisho ngoba isithincwadi yebhayibhile ukuba ngabana ubani uthi azenze ubuhlobo nehlabathi lowo uzenza utshaba noNkulunkulu uThixo akazifuni into zasehlabathini akafuni kwanto akafuni kwabulumko basehlabathini so inobungozi kuthi singamakholi into uthatha ubulumko basezweni size nabo apha nothatha ubulumko yinto embi ubulumko yinto enhle kodwa basezweni abufuneki nganto apha itsho eyam imfo enkosi kakhulu inkosi nibusise studio amen.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sisimpumi. We really appreciate. May the Father continuously bless you through and through. May He make more towards you and abound His favor and grace towards you. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. We are touching base on this, the very issue of worldly wisdom and how this has been sophisticated in such a way that it had started to trend on its own and many people are following it.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
Professor, I will come back to you. Let me take calls. So, wanna put one. Greetings to you. Greetings to you. Qhubeka mfowethu, qhubeka.
Worldly wisdom, ngikubulela ngokuthi uprofess Sondezi, no my brother Baruki. Worldly wisdom, brother Ray, not allowing the Holy Spirit to direct and empower us. It's certainly never bother to like two balogosikon besides in case the boo, whether this is my brother, and machine it. E.g., is it today, Libulawa, a substance, like substance abuse. Goba Satan wants a place in our lives to set up shop, brother. Even in our minds, the devil will send his demonic influence to gain control of our minds. So we must pray to God to escort our enemy, the devil, out of our lives. Masaz Guti, Noma Sizaloga Busha, brother, in new creations, we still battle the world, our flesh, and the master of darkness, the devil. A worldly wisdom is anything that we are doing that is not godly, brother. Is alifuni kulalela imithetho kaJesu Christ, e.g., like an alcoholic who will not admit he has a problem, brother, until he or she loses their health, brother, families, jobs, or friendships. And wisdom without the revelation of God, that is worldly wisdom, brother Ray. It's when we are using our tongues to put others down. Because if our tongues are out of control, we are fooling ourselves that our spiritual life is being directed by the Holy Spirit, my brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, my brother.
Sikubusise kakhulu phuthu wami, ngiyathokoza. All the time. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much. I'll say it. Then send us your WhatsApp. 0826572729. Drop us a voice note also there. And also you can give us a shout, talk to us. 012-334-1322 on the landline. Professor, let me bring this to you now. When we touch base also on worldly wisdom, I'm looking on Jeremiah 18. Verses 18, it says, then they said, come and let us devise plans against Jeremiah. For the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us attack him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Worldly wisdom is basically a means of attacking the word of the Father with our own tongues. Worldly wisdom is just a language that blasphemes at the truth of the Father, isn't it, Professor?
True, quite true. There is the language that we use. And in this case, I want to also include the non-verbal language that is being used to portray what we want to do. And the scripture that you quoted, it says, come, let us devise plans against Jeremiah. And they are not aware that these devices were not against Jeremiah, but these were against God, because Jeremiah is the sent one of God. He was the mouthpiece of God. So in other words, the worldly wisdom is always against the word of God, always against the law of God. So what people see physically, they think it is what it is. So when they see you as a servant of God, Brother Ray, they don't see God. Instead, they see men, and then they will say, let us not support him. Let us fight him. And they are not aware that they are fighting God. They are fighting God himself, because they are foolish to the things of God. So worldly wisdom does not allow us to see things for what they really are. Worldly wisdom does not allow us to hear God. It does not allow us to experience God as well. And hence here, they could not even see that Jeremiah was the servant of God and Jeremiah was the carrier of the word of God. So it means even what Jeremiah was saying and delivering, they were not taking it as important word of God as the word that had come to transform them. Instead, they continued to conform to the standards of the world. So I agree with you. that it is the speakings, and some of these speakings, they will happen verbally, and some of them are going to be the conducts that we continue to practice as the people. So I want us to go to the book of Romans so that we can see that these communications, these speakings can also happen through our conducts. In the book of Romans 1:27-29, it speaks about men leaving the natural use of the woman, bent in their lust for one another. Men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was true. Verse 28 says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness. So all of these, Brother Ray, we see them happening, and we even gave laws, and they are in our constitution. And we think our countries are able to satisfy the desires of men, and we think our constitution are accommodating all of us. And we are even putting things that are not godly, men marrying other men, women marrying one another. And the word of God is saying these things, these are abominations to God and in the face of the Most High, and men are living the natural use of women, and they are burning with lust of one another. But how have we taken that act? How have we taken that kind of a life? It is a worldly wisdom. We have accepted it, and if you will speak against such, you are regarded as a person who is hateful. And in some spaces, you are not even allowed to speak about these things, but this is the wisdom that has been allowed. It's the lifestyle that has been allowed, and they think it is about accommodating humanity. It's not about hurting someone's feelings, and they are not aware that as they allow these things, we are tapping more and more into the zone of the devil, and we are allowing the devil to take over humanity. The unfortunate thing that as these things are allowed, Brother Ray, allowing this worldly wisdom, people are getting consumed into believing these are right things to do. And most of us, we have these people in our churches. Not that we need to chase them out, but you need to pray against such spirits. And we are pampering these spirits. We even speak well about them. We're not even condemning these things, because the worldly wisdom does not allow us to speak negative against all of this immorality that is happening in our houses, in the houses of God. And it says here the reasons that these things are condoned and these things are perpetrated is because they do not like to retain the knowledge of God. So it means there is a certain kind of knowledge that has been accepted by certain class of people. And this knowledge that they've accepted gives them their own identity. It's the wisdom that they've associated with. And this wisdom is not the godly one, because the godly one does not want us to live like that. But if we continue to embrace a certain knowledge, we are automatically disregarding the knowledge of God, which is why we have such behaviors. And all of these things are now in our constitution. They are now stipulated in the policies of our workspaces, stipulated even in some of the schools. Some children are allowed to live the way they are living because they have to be accepted. But that's all the wisdom of the world. So if I take this with the scripture in Romans 12, verse 2, it speaks about conformity. The Bible says, do not be conformed to this world. So this world will give you its own wisdom, and the wisdom of the world discards the wisdom of God, because it wants you to live with and under the standards of what it's giving to you. And at the end of the day, you get transformed to what the system of the world is making you to be, and you neglect the word of God, which is why we allow some of these lifestyles. We allow some of the talkings, and some speeches are no longer corrected because we think they are acceptable. So you are talking about the speaking against the word of God, the speaking against the servant of God, the speaking against what God wants us to hear. And all of these things, we speak against them. The LGBT, I don't know whether it says LGBTQ, I don't know. I can't even say it, pronounce it very well. It's the terminology of this world these days. It's what people are getting acquainted with, and it's accepted. And if you don't know how it works, how it operates, you become foolish. You are this kind of a person who doesn't know what is happening in your surroundings, because the world has accepted this as the standards and as the norm and as what everybody has to accept and live by. But these are all the worldly wisdom. And we need to be very wise and speak the truth in season and in out of season, that we may represent God and speak for God, because God has entrusted us with the word and speak the word in truth, that you may be able to correct what needs to be corrected and not accept things that are not accepted by the word of God.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. We're touching base on the issue of worldly wisdom and its sophistication. Mayaki, let me bring this to you also. As we await WhatsApps, there are WhatsApps there. Thank you so much, Wabonga, and I see your WhatsApp there. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Worldly wisdom and how sophisticated it has become. In order to rob us, we need to open our eyes, you know? I tell you. Right, and after this, we talk to Barukia.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Ezekiel chapter 28 verses 4, it says, "With your wisdom and your understanding, you have gained riches for yourself and gathered gold and silver into your treasuries." And you said earlier on, Mayachi, that worldly wisdom makes all the center to be man. Selfish gains, selfish ambitions, self-achievements, self-exaltation, self-praise, self-promotion. All these are centered at man. And also these kinds of fleeting riches that we see is a result of worldly wisdom. That, as we said earlier on, leads to death, leads to perishing. What say you there, Mayaki? Mayak, are you still there? All right. You have muted us somewhat, somehow. We have been muted by Barukia. Can you believe this?
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
But you were reading Ezekiel 28, number 4. By your wisdom and understanding, you have amassed great wealth, gold and silver in your treasures.
Self gain. Yeah, it's about self gain. Yes.
Self-centered, yes. Which we say it's the pursuit of one's own gain. You know, and often this happens sometimes at the expense of others. So we could look also, the short-term focus could be also the immediate success or gratification, which is prioritized over long-term. So we're not looking at the price, you know, the bigger price, because at the end of the day, there will be actually eternal consequences. So it also goes with pride and arrogance. So, which means then there is a reliance on human intelligence and the belief that personal achievement is the ultimate goal. You know, like you say, Hore, it's my education, it's my degree, it's my this, it's my. And we forget who the source is, you know. So also we can have a tendency to adjust to ethical standards based on situations and personal belief. Now, there's a whole lot of things that have been spoken, and what also Professor Bui has brought in, these things are homophobia, and it was like she was listening to my conversation or even some conversations that I normally have to say, when Rebona Maswe, and we get to be fine with it, we must know what is the beginning of the end of us.
Mm.
If this thing is evil and to us it's all fine, you know, we need to, even if we don't speak aloud, but within ourselves, we have to have that conscience. Hey, sis man, you know. So now, we are told when we maybe make comments, perhaps we get to be seen as homophobic, right? However, what about them infringing on our spaces? It's fine for them to come and infringe, and like. And if I exercise my belief, I'm the one who's seen as wrong, as homophobic, by saying, I don't align myself with this, you know, that LGBTQAI, whatever. So I'll be seen, I'll be labeled, you know, it's things like that. And people get to even lose jobs and all that, because of their stance on such things.
Mm.
Part of some of this foolish antenna is also how we, in the bedroom, toys, and in Nahore, they come to spice up the bedroom. Why what? And it's anyway, maybe but if I want help, I don't need a man. I don't need a husband. I can just help myself. So we can see who these are the things say that the foolishness that we speak about, you know, in this world. So and the rights that the constitutions have done. What are infringing to our belief? Because now we are forced to compromise who we are. It may be today is my day of Shabbat. So then I have to come to work because now, you know, the system says, you know, this day is a normal working day. So it's those kind of things that are tiddling the worldly wisdom, and we have to be very much careful, and to fight against them, to stand against them, to reject them in every way, to guard. You know, it's important for us to guard, to ensure that nothing gets to come through and make itself comfortable in our own spaces. Territory, you know. So also we can, and worldly wisdom also, it can lead to a culture of confusion and instability. So Proverbs 14:12 says, this is a way that appears to be right, but at the end it leads to death. So what do we do? As if they can be able to help us to see the everlasting life, but they are mere mortal just like us. So the consequences, you know, what awaits us at the end. So it should be something that things that we need to be very much careful about in going according to the will of Abba Yahuwah, because we say in our prayer, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lastly, the golden calf story. When we look at the golden calf, remember what they said. Exodus 32, they say, they saw Moshe not coming from the mountain, and they gathered to Aaron and say, come, make us an idol who will go before us. It's foolish wisdom. Mm. Because now, when they start to praise that idol, to say, this is the one who delivered us from the land of Egypt. Was it so? No, it's a mere calf which is made out of rings and whatever, you know. So now, how can they come and declare that? Did this golden calf part the Red Sea for them? Absolutely not. So you can see, Hure, it's foolish wisdom that enters men and that drives men and lead men astray, or even make him to be self-centered. And anakhane, the choices that he has are choices that are going to lead him to death if Motu is not careful. So truly we need to repent and come back to the presence of Abba Yahuwah and go according to his word.
Thank you so much, Mayach. I hear you quite well, and I really, really appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. 0826572729.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The search continues for top-quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Babangani.
Ngibonga ukuthola ithuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele ke nakuma guest studio nabalaleli bonke beRadio Pulpit. Ngibingelela ke egameni lenkosi yethu uKristu Jesu waseNazaretha, isihloko esithi worldly wisdom, ukuhlakanipha kwezwe. Ukuhlakanipha kwezwe kubula, kuyadlula, kuyaphela. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 19. Ngokuba ukuhlakanipha kwalelizwe kubula kuNkulunkulu, ngokuba kulotshiwe ukuthi ubamba abahlakaniphileyo ebuqilini babo. Worldly wisdom comes from people, books, education such as science, philosophy, psychology, medicine, engineering, and so on. This is the man-made wisdom. Human beings are now more relying on man-made wisdom in for everything, thinking to be the answer. Worldly knowledge is often opposed to biblical truth. Njengoba ke isikhathi esiphila kuso siku third industrial revolution, ikuhlakanipha ke kwezwe ke konke lokho. 1 Timothy chapter 6 verse 20-21. Oh Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and ugly babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. 21, by professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. Godly knowledge comes from fearing the Lord, being in awe and submitting to him. Proverbs chapter 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Worldly wisdom includes sayings like knowledge is power, which offer practical advice for success and decision making based on life experiences. Human knowledge can cause pride and grief. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 18, for in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. Earthly wisdom refers to a mindset that does not consider God's sovereign rule or his will for creation. Earthly wisdom appeals to the senses and the emotions. In contrast, the wisdom that is from God reflects him.
While earthly wisdom says, always follow your heart, godly wisdom in Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Through human wisdom, the world will not know God. As long as human beings use human wisdom to try and make sense of God, God will never make sense. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. 20. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? 21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, and not with words of eloquent wisdom, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. Njenganamhlanje abashumayela abaningi baheha ke abantu ke ngokushumayela ke izinto ke emelana ke nezwi likaNkulunkulu bethi ke zisemthethweni ziyamukeleka ke kuNkulunkulu. Paul was saying he is not to use clever or intelligent speeches when preaching the gospel. Leaders who use their own intelligence to preach the gospel gather followers for themselves. Paul did not want to make his preaching attractive to people, which empties the cross of its power. If we preach to attract people, the gospel becomes useless. We are to preach the gospel which is not mixed, whether people like it or not. Verse 18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Worldliness consists of the desire to be a friend of the world. We can read that in James chapter 4, verse 4. Worldly desires, the best of food and drink, self-indulgence, fleshly pleasures, material wealth, and all that is temporal and passing in this life. Also the pride and desire for attention and praise. James chapter 3, verse 15. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. I thank you. God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Babongani. I really appreciate. May the Father greatly, greatly anoint you. And may you continue to be the blessing that you are at all times.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba lethi thokotisako. Manje pastor yezwakala indaba kamnandi. Indaba yelwazi nokuhlanganipha. Manje ke uDavid uma sephuma esihlalweni wavalela isizwe sonke samaIsrayeli behlangene kanye nabaKrista. Wathi ngiyahamba ngendlela yomhlaba wonke. Uyabona manje ke waphinde wabeka amazwi ndoqondisa amazwi endodeni yakhe. Athi nawe mntanami Solomon ugcina imiyalo kaJehova uNkulunkulu. Ukuze uNkulunkulu abe nawe, ukuze abe nawe. Mfundisi uSolomon kwaba futhi uDavid washo lapha kubaphristi ukuthi indodana yami le akanalwazi. Kodwa ekhethwe uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu emkhethile kodwa uSolomon anganalwazi. Kungakho imphumo yalelo ukuthi agcine izimiso zonke zikaNkulunkulu. Manje ke uSolomon waba indoda ehlanganiphe kakhulu mfundo hey wahlanganipha uSolomon ayikho umuntu ohlanganiphe kodwa izimiso zikaNkulunkulu engangazazi ngoba uSolomon wathatha amakhosikazi waze wathatha namakhosikazi kulamazwi la uNkulunkulu kade angahambisani nezimiso zikaNkulunkulu wathatha lapho uSolomon kunje ke ngenxa yokuthi uSolomon yena ehlanganiphile kodwa engaqondi izinto zikaNkulunkulu. Manje umuntu mehlanganiphile umfundisi ufuna aqonde ngoba babethi ukucala kokuhlanganipha kumazi uNkulunkulu. Manje aqonde lezi mizo zikaNkulunkulu umfundisi wami. Khona mabo pastor.
Kani mambo mfundisi mina na Kenta. We taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. You can also send us a voice note on the WhatsApp 0826572729. I am keen to hear from you.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
All right, and let me bring this to you, Professor, just after this.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Romans, to, and because you touched a bit of Romans chapter 1, I'm just quoting 22 there. It says, professing to be wise, they became fool. The more we lean on worldly wisdom, the more foolish we become. How would you conclude, Professor?
Thank you, my brother. Yeah. The more we lean on the earthly wisdom, the more we become foolish. Yeah. Let me start from verse 21. I know you read verse 22. It says, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. It is a knowledge without application. It is a knowledge of the world without relevance on what it really means to God. And then it says here, no, were they thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible men. So here it's about the knowledge about God. You know that this is what God wants. This is how we should live. But we cannot take what we know and practicalize it and live it out. That's the earthly wisdom. We think the word of God is left or should be left in the Bible, and then we must continue living our lives. So there's that separation between what is in the word of God and what the people of God must do. And we end up saying, I know what the Bible says, but I still have to make my own decisions. This is how you hear people saying and talking, professing to be wise, but they are continually becoming fools because they are not applying the word of God. So it's what I call it, the knowledge without the application of the word of God. So it brings me back to what Brother Baruch spoke about when the Israelites were asking Aaron to make them to make him a golden calf as their God. And it ties up with this verse. They knew about God, but they couldn't apply God into their hearts. They couldn't live by the faith of the God that they thought they knew. Instead, they were looking for a tangible God, because this verse in verse 23 speaks about they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into the image So here, the Israelites, they changed who the real God was and who the real God is, and they were looking into the image, and they were calling the golden calf as their own God, because they wanted to associate with what was tangible. So that's what the world with wisdom tells us these days. It wants us to see things. It wants us to taste. It wants us to experience. It wants us to live by what we see, which is contradicting the faith that God instruct us to live by. This is the worldly wisdom. We profess to be wise, but we become fools because we don't apply the word of God. And unfortunately, this is not starting here. We see it coming all the way down from the Egyptian, from the Israelites, who were not associating with the word of God. As soon as God needed them to rise higher to the level of faith, they failed to rise to the level of faith because they wanted to touch God in the physical sense. They thought they knew God and they didn't know God, and hence they wanted to touch him as the golden calf. So what is happening here? It's what is it that we know that we can translate into a lifestyle? If we cannot translate the word of God into a lifestyle, so we are living by the worldly wisdom because we allow what the world tells us to do and it becomes our lifestyle. So this is what is happening in our daily lives, and we continue being influenced by the surroundings, allowing what the system tells us, other than allowing the word to transform our hearts, that we may reveal and reflect him in our daily walk.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Professor. Send us your WhatsApp, 0826572729. Let's hear what you make of this.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
All right. And let me bring this to you. 1 Corinthians. This is a promise that the Father has made, and an undertaking of his determination. He says in 1 Corinthians 1:19, "For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent." Worldly wisdom is a path towards our own self-destruction, isn't it, Mayachi?
Hey, Mayachi, it is truly, because when you look at it, all that is of worldly wisdom will end up here on this earth, and this earth is coming to face destruction.
Mm.
So it is important for us to invest in what we know will lead us to everlasting life.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, we to follow the ways of Abba Yahuwah, as the scripture teaches and guides us every time, Hore. What we learn in the scripture, we have to put it into practice. So the scripture warns us, the scripture removes us, to leave that which is the worldly wisdom and its foolishness, basically, but to walk in the way. And this way, it would be the way that leads to eternal life. So, so therefore, that is where we have to be very much careful and to be aware that one day it's going to be destroyed. And it's something that we've leaned on. It's something that we trusted on. It's something that makes us feel pompous. We have arrived. It gives us that pride and all that. But we must remember the scripture teaches us humility. So it becomes also the opposite of humility that the scripture is teaching about, because then we rise up like yeast, you know, and we become prudent, and it's like we have arrived. Another scripture that we can speak about, the book of Matthew chapter number 6, which speaks and say, "Do not store up yourself treasures on earth, where moth and venom will destroy." So it's that same foolishness that you are speaking about in the scripture, or what Abba says, he'll come to destroy, because that which is treasured on earth, the earth will not be there forever. It's going to face its destruction. And the Ibar, the Hebrew word for the earth, is called Aratz. And Aratz would mean leprosy. So you can see, Hure, we are investing in leprosy. And leprosy is it's khwabola, you know. So we need to be very careful and to have this knowledge and wisdom that is good that will lead us to everlasting life. Because man, when we don't put our treasures here on earth, it would mean that now thieves will not break in and steal. But then we would have stored our treasures in the heavens or the shamayim, where the moth, the rust, and the venom will not destroy. So now you can see the wisdom that is there to say one wants to store things here on earth and believe on earth to say I only live once and I can live reckless. But there's one who knows of the everlasting life to say, you know what, I need to work and go according to the plan and the will of Abba Yahuwah and go according to his word, surrender my life unto him, walk in the life of obedience, invite him, go according to his word. And therefore, at the end of the day, that leads or guarantees us to everlasting life. So that is now what we need to learn. Shalom.
Shalom, my ach. And of course, thank you so much to you, and I really appreciate. Thank you for the time. Much blessings to you, my ach.
Shalom to you, shalom Rabba, to the family of Radio Pulpit, and also to your family, every Tuesday. Also to Professor Wilson Desi and her family, same that so that we can come and have this marvelous time together, sharing the word of Yahuwah Elohim. May the name of Abaya be praised now and forever. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Professor, thank you so much. We really appreciate. I've seen you've unmuted now. Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. Thank you for the time. Much blessings.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much for the opportunity. It is a blessing indeed. And I also say thank you to you and your family, Brother Barukia, and the Radio Pulpit family. It is a blessing to serve and to discuss the word of the Most High with everyone in this show. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. And next week, we are talking about the rejection of instruction. How would we be able to know that we are rejecting the instruction of the Most High? And these days, things seems to be flowing, you know. What was wrong is right, and what was right is wrong. What has been right has been considered to be old-fashioned. So we are going to be looking into that, the rejection of instruction. And this is happening the following week. Thank you so much to both of you. May you continuously be blessed.
Amen. Thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
And
hallelujah. Thank you so much. And of course, thank you very much. We really appreciate. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the WhatsApps. Thank you so much for praying for us, listening to the show. We really appreciate. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's no one like him in our lives. He continues to guide us into all truth, and he teaches us everything we need to know. And thank you very much that you're patient with us at all times during these shows, man. Thank you so much that you're patient with us. Sometimes some of the other things are not working. I don't know why. But we are able to get through the show, and this is one of the most amazing things that continue to happen. Right. Coming up next, it is Men's Dialogue. Now, what happened? We were able to record the conference that we had of Men's Dialogue in Ekangala, Men's Dialogue. And now featuring Men on Track, and Men on Track came and really established a fellowship there. And what had happened is that then there was a miscegenation. I don't know if you would understand this. The merger Men on Track grew also in Ekangala, and so many had come on. And thank you so much to Men on Track. So it is a bit of that, and some of the teachings in the next 2 weeks. I mean, the first episode, that is tonight, We will be touching on Dr. Mbongo and what he was saying. All right. And we are talking here about a transformative U-turn for men and what it is even all about. And then next week, it will be Pastor Thabiso Skhosana. He will be taking you through. So let's start with them. But here's a song that I think you will enjoy that says, Aputanda Kona.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.